A word of warning. What follows includes harrowing testimony and graphic descriptions of human rights violations.
One of South Africa's most sacrilegious violations of human rights was the July 1993 rifle and grenade attack on the St. James Church in Cape Town. 11 parishioners were killed and about 60 others seriously injured or maimed for life. Three of the men responsible for the Sunday massacre were applicators, Kaya Makoma, Basium Kumbuzi and Tobela Mlambisa. In July 1997, they publicly told the Amnesty Committee that they had simply been following orders. Their attack was meant to shock and force the white government into returning the land to the Africans. After the Amnesty Committee reconciled their side of the story with the law, they were granted amnesty in June 1998. But a rare and unforgettable moment in that story was written by an unlikely protagonist who decided to make reconciliation a public reality. Zolo Ntutu, Darren Taylor and Angie Kapalianis report.
Davi Ackerman is a born-again Christian who vividly remembers the attack on his church on the 25th of July 1993. He and his wife are sitting separately in a large group of visiting Russian sailors when the church doors burst open to silence their singing.
It all happened very quickly. My ears were zinging from the gunshots and then especially from the two grenade explosions. I was afraid. I had visions of the attackers walking up the aisle and shooting the people between the benches as they were lying down.
But Davi Ackerman's main concern, in the minute that seems to last forever, is for his wife. To get to her near the church entrance, he has to walk over three dead Russians in what he describes as a bloody mess.
There were people screaming, but immediately after the attack, it was as if a deathly silence settled on the church. I went forward to my wife, saw her still sitting upright, thought that she might have survived, but she had not.
Davi Ackerman says the St. James Church massacre has stunted him emotionally. He should be angry with his wife's killers. Instead, his family has become the target of his anger. We fight about stupid things, he says.
I've never cried over the death of my wife. Other than have silent cries. And I've never had an emotional crying outburst. While Mr. McComber was testifying, and he talked about his tortures and that he was suicidal, I could identify with that. And I wrote you a note to bring your cross-examination to an end. Because what are we doing here? The truth, yes. But I looked at the way in which he answered you. And his anger. How on earth are we going to be reconciled?
Davi Ackerman captures the two pillars of this process, truth and reconciliation. As a victim, he wants the truth to the unanswered questions about his wife's death. As a Christian, he has to reconcile with her murderers.
I, for one, couldn't stay away from, in the immediate days following the massacre, to return to where my wife had been shot. It was a release to me to go there and to be where she was killed. And as the time unfolded and the Truth Commission started up and I heard the testimonies of my fellow black South Africans who had been subjected to the treatment that they had, and parents and mothers, brothers, asked, where is my son, where is my father? Because I know the value of going back to the place where it happened. I appeal to the agents of the government to come forward and to identify what they've done, where they did it. At least give them also the opportunity to grieve where it happened.
The grieving takes place in the Amnesty Arena. Kaya Makoma, Basi Mkumbuzi, and Tobela Mlambisa sit in a row facing the committee. Davi Ackerman sits right behind them, an arm's length away. Without any warning, he breaks all the conventional rules of mediation between victim and perpetrator.
May I ask the applicants to turn around and to face me? This is the first opportunity that we've had to look at each other in the eye. I want to ask Mr. Makoma, who actually entered the church. My wife was sitting right at the door where you came in. She was wearing a long blue coat. Can you remember if you shot her?
I do remember that I fired some shots. But I couldn't identify. I don't know whom did I shoot or not, but my gun pointed at the people.
It is important for me to know, if it is possible, as much as it's important for your people who suffered to know who killed. I don't know why it is so important for me. It just is.
The moment is frozen in time. They continue as though no one exists.
I would like to hear from each one of you, as you look me in the face, that you are sorry for what you've done, that you regret it, and that you want to be personally reconciled.
We are sorry for what we have done. Although people died during that struggle, we didn't do that out of our own will. It's the situation that we're living under. We are asking from you, please do forgive us.
I want you to know that I forgive you unconditionally.
Davi Ackerman forgives them, even though he doesn't know if they have been totally honest with him. Maybe there is more, he says. Or maybe he just wants to hear more. No one says a word. There's just this strange silence.